Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand.
And God save us,
God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Greetings to you, our radio listening audience, and welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on this beautiful Sunday that we have here in our nation's capital. So sunny and bright out. Well, it's just as cold as it is bright and sunny, but that's good too. Everything's a blessing. The change of the seasons and everything has its purpose, and it's all good for us, whether we understand or not. So we want to thank you for joining us, and we'll again bring to you a beautiful, beautiful discussion today for our Sunday broadcast show with Imam Shahid Shabazz. You are listening to the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And today's discussion will be on All Life Begins in Water. Yes, water represents moral purity, moral purity. Allah says, He loves those who keep themselves pure and clean. Human life is developed in three stages of darkness. Each veil represents moral purification of human life. They represent the purification of the human body, the human mind, and the human soul. They also represent three stages of spiritual enlightenment. Life begins with God consciousness. Allah also says in His book, the Holy Quran, that He created the nature of good in every human heart. The good of Allah that's in us gives us God-like qualities. These qualities and characteristics bring the good of Allah out of us. This is what makes us a human being. Remember, Allah is life. To forget Allah is to forget your own soul or spiritual life. And for those of you who are not familiar with the law that we have, we are simply referring to the one God, the one creator of all. And we want you to know that this is the name that we call Him. Allah means the all. The all, He's the all. He's everything. Inclusive of the word God is in Allah also. So we want you to understand that. That when you hear us say Allah, we're simply saying we all in all, the creator of all. Thank you for joining us again. And this time we'll have Imam Shahid Shabazz to join us today in the discussion. I know he's ready and anxious to get going. He has a lot of fantastic, profound information has to give to you. And we want you to join us. Ask questions and be a part of this discussion. It's for you. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz. If I can bring him on, I don't know what's going here today. Seems like for some reason, we're not getting him on the air. I'm not hearing him, it's a problem. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh. For a minute there, it didn't look like I was going to get you on, but I see everything's working fine now. Okay, you're on the air, Imam Shabazz.
All right, thank you very much. First of all, before I begin the talk today, for today, I want to say to all the listening audience, I for you all, as well as myself, want to give all praises to our Creator, who have brought us back to life after he have imposed upon us a state or condition next to death. When we're asleep, we're next to death. And it's only through the grace and the mercy of our Creator that he put his life-giving life back into our body for a little time here on this earth so we can prepare ourselves for him and his eternal world after we leave this world. He's given us another day, another chance. So don't blow it, people. Use it for his righteousness. Use it for his goodness. And use it for his love and his justice for one another. Okay? With that said, we'll open with the opening prayer of the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Allah for all mankind, the final scripture revelations that Allah revealed to all of his prophets and messengers is in the Holy Quran. It sums up all of them. It's the summary of all. It's the mother. It's called the mother of all revelations. And it begins with what's called a fatiha, or the opening. And I'm going to say it in Arabic the best I can, and then I'm going to translate it, inshallah, in English. We begin. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Ma iliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Idina sirata mustaqim. Sirata alladhin amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wad-dallin. Ameen. We said with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, all systems of knowledge, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Ameen. And then with that, I want to say one ayat here I'm looking at in the 99 names of Allah. It's a surah in the Quran called Ikhlas. And it represents what we're talking about, the purity of faith in Almighty God. Whoever you want to call him, it ain't but one. And like the sister just said, Allah means all in all, mean the Creator that created everything. He is in everything he created. He's the one keeping it alive, sustaining it. Huh? He's the one that brought it into existence. And he's in everything. There's a saying we used to say years ago, before I say this ayah from the Quran, that Almighty God, Allah, I'm going to say it this way, in this evil, corrupt world, it appears that God ain't in this world, Allah ain't in this world. But guess what? It appears that evil is controlled in this world down here on the earth, right? But it's not. Even though evil is all around us, guess what? The goodness of Almighty God, Allah, is still in control down here on earth in the midst of all of this evil. Only if you would seek him in yourself and believe with all your heart and your soul and your mind. It says here, Kul hu Allah hu ahad, Allah hu samad, lam yalid wa lam yalad, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Say he, Allah, is one. The Creator, Allah, is one. Allah, the Creator, is eternal. He is the uncalled cause of all things that exist. He begets not, nor is he begotten. And there is nothing that could be compared with him. I mean. So that is the way we want to open today, and that's called the purity of faith. That surah means the purity of faith. Once you understand that there's only one God, then you can begin to allow that one God, Allah, in you to purify you. And Allah said in the Holy Quran, who can purify anyone but Allah? Only your Creator can purify you. You go to your minister, you go to your imam, Muslims, or your rabbi, Jews, or your Buddhist monk, or whatever, whoever your religious leader is, they cannot purify you. Only the Creator, Allah can purify you. You got Catholic people that goes to their priest. I guess they call them a priest, or they are a religious leader. And he'd be on one side of the curtain, and they'd be on the other side. Don't even be looking at each other direct. And they confess to him their sins, right? So, Father, oh, Father, I have sinned. I did this. I did that. Father, Father, please forgive me. And then the Father says back to them, my child, you have sinned, and that's not good. But I'm a forgiving God, and God is a forgiving God. He called himself a God first. He planned God by that being there in that position and thinking he can give somebody to forgive them of their sin. And then he say, go on and don't sin no more. Now, how can he forgive that person of sin when he's sinning himself right then? No human being can forgive another human being of their sin. Only Allah can forgive the human being of our sins. And this is what Allah says in the Holy Quran. Okay? So we'll move on with the talk that the sister was saying, because I had some more I wanted to speak on that. Allah, the Creator, created us in three veils of darkness. And this darkness represents three stages of ignorance. See, in other words, Almighty God, Allah says in the Holy Quran, he brought every human being into this world knowing nothing. Okay? You see, Allah is all-knowing. So in the womb of the woman, there's three veils of darkness that human being is going through. So the sister mentioned it, mind, body, and soul. He's creating what? A complete human being now. First, he's creating your body. And then after he finished developing the body from a fetus lump, a sperm drop, once he complete that process, Allah said in the Quran, he developed out of that creature another creature. And then the other creature he developed out of the body is what? The soul, the spiritual creature. Huh? Yeah, the real life of the human being, the soul. He said, after he created your body, he put some of his real spirit into the human body, and we became what? Living souls. So the life of the human being is in the soul. But as I said, going back to what I was saying, we created in three veils of darkness. That darkness represents that when we are created in the womb of our mother and Allah bring us out of the womb once we're conceived, we don't know anything. We are spiritually, we don't know nothing about our body. We don't know nothing about our mind or our soul. We're completely ignorant as a baby. But I tell you one thing we do know as a baby, we know Allah is God. We know who created us. We don't even know our mother, but we know our Creator. Everyone, he put his will, his spirit in us, we know him. But we don't know nothing and nobody else. And then we have to be taught how to learn our life as a human being, because in the flesh, we're just like all other animals. So the human life has to be a life that has to be taught to them, and it has to be taught to them intelligently. You see, all other animals, they don't have to be taught intelligently. They have to be trained. It's a difference. See, you train animals, but you teach human beings, okay? That's why people, you hear them talking to their children like they're animals and expecting for them to grow up and be an intelligent human being. You ain't talking to an animal. You're talking to a human being. You're talking to a spirit, a soul, a mind, and intelligence. So talk to that mind and soul and intelligence that's the God nature in that human being like you're supposed to, with respect and integrity and intelligence. So as I said, we are developed, created by our Creator in three stages or veils of darkness. And he said he brings us in this world knowing nothing. We know nothing. And then he blessed us to come into knowledge, his knowledge of his creation. The first creation is the creation of ourselves. And then the creation in the heavens and the earth. Then Allah, he brought us out of the darkness mentally, physically, and spiritually. Then he began to teach us, as I said, intelligent life. Intelligent life is what? Moral life. I want any of us to tell me, any human being that you see that don't have no morals, that's living an intelligent life. You can't live an intelligent life with no morals. It takes good morale. It takes morality, and morality is the goodness of God. It takes morality to live an intelligent life. Okay, we're going from here. Yeah, an intelligent life, people, is thinking life. A human being ain't supposed to just react and react like an animal, like a, you know, an animal, a mindless, senseless person. Just, you got people out here committing all kinds of senseless acts of immorality, doing all kinds of immoral things, and they do it in the name of God. You got people killing people, like Charles Manson, and say, God, it told them to kill people. You got so-called Muslims killing each other, let alone other people. Christians killing each other in the name of God. What God are they talking about? God is a God of life, not death. He's a creator of life and death, but he created, he brought life out of death. And then once he give you death, if you live right, he give you life again forever. So he's a God of eternal life. But he created life and death to test our faith. You see? Yeah. See, death is in the a forgetfulness of God. When you forget Allah, you forget your own life. And I want to say this here. For most of you Muslims and people in general, but especially you Muslims, those who say they believe in Allah and follow the Sunnah or the characteristics of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, the last prophet of Almighty God Allah, that lived 1,400 about 39 years ago in Mecca, country Saudi Arabia. Okay, this man is said by all Christian, Jews, and other scholars and scientists. They have scientifically studied history and found out that out of all the influential people who influenced the world in a way to bring the world out of corruption, evil, and spiritual darkness into the consciousness of God again and bring the world back into civilized thinking, they have put him at the top in the number one man, to bring the world back to civilized thinking. You see, from the teachings that he received from the final revelation from all our creator, Allah, in the Holy Quran, 1,400 some years ago. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you can believe everybody that's got any goods you see today, and in the religion, and in the morals, in the civilized living, it comes from the teachings of the Holy Quran 1,400 years ago. Because before the coming of the Quran and Prophet Muhammad 1,400 years ago, the world was in utter, total spiritual darkness. It was just like it is today. It was called Jahiliya then, in Arabic meaning age of spiritual darkness. People were eating human beings alive like they do in the day. I mean, literally, their flesh. People were having sex with children. People were, men wanted to be with men. Women wanted to be with women rather than men. They were burying little bitty baby girls alive. Can you imagine that? A little bitty precious baby girl at that. It wouldn't matter whether it was a girl or a boy, but they was burying them alive when the prophet was born in Mecca 1,400 years ago. And they said a woman was a source of shame and a man was a source of pride. When Allah created man and woman equal, man ain't better than woman and woman ain't better than man. We're equally dignified by our Creator. And we're equally supposed to respect each other as one soul, not as two, but one soul. So if I love myself, I'm supposed to love my wife. I'm supposed to love the woman. The man's supposed to love the woman as he loves himself. Because the spirit of Allah put in man and woman makes us one in this unity of Almighty God Allah. Yes, it makes us one. And I want to say this. You know, today, most of you Muslims, you don't like fighting. The very word, when you hear fighting, you don't even like that. Well, guess what? You had to fight to come into life. I was sharing with a brother today. You know how many life germ called sperms that's in that woman's body that's trying to get to the ovary or they come in, to come into life? You all can correct me. I ain't going to call millions or thousands. I put it this way. You can't count them. But Allah, our Creator, He chose you. He chose you, whoever you are. But it was countless other life germs in there potentially to be human beings and people too to come into life. But He chose you, and you owe Him. You owe Him like the sun owe Him, the moon owe Him. Everything created by Allah, it owes Him for creating it. And not only do it owe Him responsibility for creating it, but it owes Him gratitude, most importantly of all. And everything in creation that God, Allah created, shows gratitude to the Creator for not only creating it, but for taking care of it and sustaining it, but the human being. Allah said most human beings are ungrateful creatures. So your Creator done told you that in the Quran. So you would think most people would say, "Oh man, my Creator said I'm grateful. Let me try to be grateful." But on the other hand, most people are so ungrateful. And Allah says to that effect in the Quran. He say, in the Holy Quran, the Quran of Revelation, He said, "Which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? All the good that Almighty God Allah do for us, even though we don't deserve it." Are sinners. All of us are sinners, beginning with myself. You say you ain't a sinner, you a liar. You're a sinner, except through the grace of Allah to lift you up from your own sinful self, you're a sinner. That's why you shouldn't go around judging people either. If you're going to start judging somebody, you start with yourself and start with yourself. Because Allah, the Creator, is the judge. He said if He was to destroy every person on the planet today, if it's 7 billion or 8 billion, it don't matter about no number. He said He won't leave none of us around here. He'd destroy us all. So stop judging people. Stop condemning people. And you Muslims, stop calling people kafirs or disbelievers because they're not Muslim by faith. Allah say stop that stuff. Allah say don't say to anybody you meet, you ain't no believer. How do you know that person ain't a believer? Even if you see them sinning, you still don't know they ain't a believer. Do you know their heart? Do you know why they sinning? Allah said He judges us based on our intentions. And He didn't say He made no two gods. He's just one God. So He's the judge. So stop judging. But getting back to fighting. We had to fight to come into life. When we was in the womb of our mother, Allah said He created us into toil and struggle. You know, that sperm, which is a life now, we had to struggle in the womb of our mother. We had all the other sperms in there, potential to be life, and we had to battle. To come into life, you got to fight. Now, once you get into life, you think the fight or the struggle is over? No. It really begins then because you done been chosen. And you have to fight in this world against what? Immorality, sin, and evil. And Allah to back me up saying the Holy Quran that the root of all evil is the love of this world. So now, you can see that. I ain't got to explain a lot on that. You know for yourself, and I do too, when we be loving the things of this world and don't be having our focus on pleasing our Creator, we don't do nothing but get deeper and deeper into sin and commit more heinous sins more and more every day. But when we remember our Creator and His goodness, His mercy, and not only His goodness and mercy, but remember His wrath too, what He can do to you for sinning. He can make your life a living hell, not a living hell, but an existing hell right here on earth and not let you die. And that's how most people are now. They're so miserable, Muslims too, because they done forgot the very source of their life. They done forgot their Creator, Allah. And when you forget Allah, you forget your soul, your life. You are dead. And what comes out of death? Evil. Sin. The Christians say the wages of the pay for sin is death. It is. In all ways, the pay for sin is mental death, spiritual death, and physical death. You kill yourself in every one of those ways when you commit your life to sin. You hear what I say? Commit your life. You make a commitment to sin. We're supposed to make a commitment to Allah, our Creator, to live a good life because He created us in His goodness. But we think because He gave us a limited amount of freedom of will to make choices, to choose between good and evil, we think that, okay, I can choose evil and do evil and get the pleasure, false pleasure out of that, and I can do good at the same time, and that's all right with God because He gave me the ability to do that, so I can do that. You know what you're doing? You're playing a deadly game. Allah said when you do that, you're a munafiqun, you're a hypocrite. And Allah say the hypocrite's going to be in the lowest depths of the hellfire. So when you start playing hypocrisy, you know what you're doing? Allah say you are swallowing a fire into your own body. Yeah, a fire. Can you imagine? And you see people walking around. I can actually see the hell in people. They're so damn mean. And we used to have that saying, that person is mean in hell. Matter of fact, they used to say I was mean in hell. Some might say that now, but I'm not now. I mean, but when they were saying that I was ignorant and you growing up, and I won't mean, but I mean, you know, if you bothered me, I mean, and then I did have some mischievous ways. I mean, like us all. I mean, let's face it, if I'm ignorant and I don't know right, I don't know my Creator, then I'm going to be, what, sinning all the time. And, but the difference in me is that if you did something to me and I wasn't bothering you, I was like a hurricane or a tornado. I was going to destroy everybody, everything in sight that came at me to try to stop me from getting that person that was doing me injustice. So you didn't want to get me started, just leave me alone. In fact, I'm serving Allah now, but Allah say when injustice is done to me, I got the right to stand up and fight. Yes. Allah said He don't desire oppression for Himself or His creatures. So do not oppress one another. So Allah says in the Quran, fighting is prescribed for human beings. He said, but most Muslims and most human beings, they don't like fighting. He said, but he know and you know not. He said, fighting is good for you and you don't like it. And He said, you like not fighting and that ain't good for you. And guess what He's talking about? Guess who He's talking about fighting? Your own self. Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet of Allah said to him to teach us the greatest fight, jihad, is struggle or fight that we have in this world. It's not against Satan, the devil we call him, or other people, your husband, your wife, your children, your relatives. Your greatest fight is against yourself to keep your own evil ways out of the way of you submitting your will to the goodness of God, Allah, inside of your soul and your heart. Following your flesh desires. All you want is the things of the world. And that's the job and the mission of evil, is to keep your attention on all of these evil things in the material world. Allah say the root of all evil is the love of the material world and the material things. We ain't supposed to be loving the material things. We ain't supposed to be. You hear people say, I love myself. And you know what they're talking about? They ain't talking about their soul. They're talking about what they look at in the mirror. When you love what you're looking at in the mirror, you done made yourself a god. You're loving that evil person. Then all the evil in hell comes out of you. You got people around here, women around here now, Muslim too, talking about they goddesses. And you got males around here talking about they gods. The other day I seen a little boy, and then I'm going to conclude for this portion of the talk. And he was a Spanish little boy in the store, and he was with his mother. And then he said to me, he said, peace be to you, God. That's what he said to me. But the little boy was innocent. He recognized that I was the spirit of God all over me. Because he's an angel. And I asked his mother, I said, what did he say, ma'am? And she said, he said, peace be to you, God. He says, his father, he believes that you're all the gods. You see, in the same world, worshiping created things and not worshiping the creator. Peace be with you at this time. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the creator. And he's doing such a marvelous job today. And this is every time, really. But he's discussing all life begins in water. Water, huh? Purification. Purification of the soul. Our souls can be purified and clean, as he said. It's the world that we enter that destroys us. And we want to say that he is doing a wonderful job in explaining this understanding to us. We have here some guests who have been with us for a while today, but I do want those of you who are just joining us to know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Isla.
Yes,
Can you? Okay, I wanted you to hear me. A sister told me today to tell you not to call her name out or call. I don't. I don't know if you call. Sometimes you do people name and her number. Her numbers begin with a 419. So please don't call her number or name because I don't want her calling me back. Because that's gonna be an insult to my intelligence. And I told her, I ain't letting nobody disrespect me because I respect everybody and. And Almighty God say, I deserve to get it back, and you're going to give it to me, or we ain't going to communicate at all on the radio or no other time. All right, peace
thank
be
you,
with everybody.
Thank you. Yes, we don't call names out per se. What we do is we have a procedure where we ask the person to give their name because people
that's
don't
exactly
know.
That's exactly right. You
ask,
that's right. You sure do. You sure
yes.
do. You ask them that. You don't tell them to give you the name. You ask them. And they don't have to give their name if they don't want to.
That's right. That's their choice. We don't know if you have numbers, and I really don't know. Unless I met you personally, I don't know who is calling in. People are calling in from all over the United States.
That's right.
And so I don't know whose number is whose or what's what, except for the few very close acquaintances that I might have to call in. Then I might call their names. But otherwise, we don't do names. We ask you to give the name, the person to give the name. Anyway, now we do have some people who are, one moment, please. I don't know what's happened here. Who are with us today, and I don't want to keep them on holding on. I don't know if they're anxious to give a comment. That we had some here who was here before I was on live. one member who has been with us for a while is the 202-840-2187. Now, I believe I know who this is, but could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, it's Rashid.
Rashid, yes, I thought that's who that was. My brother Rashid.
Wa alaikum salam, son.
Alaikum salam, wa rahmatullahi. How y'all?
All right, how are you, son?
Alhamdulillah. Well, I can say a lot, man, because that, man, you just like did that, man, on a professional level, man. Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah for you greatly, man. You're a great blessing in my life and in other people's life. And, man, it's so much that I could just try to elaborate on everything you say, but I ain't going to take up all the show. I know other people want to speak, but it's basically, like you said, man, that's so real. It's like, man, Allah just is so amazing and great in so many ways. Like, last night, I had a I'm going to explain a little bit, try to be brief, okay? I came back, I had went to the hospital, get a little medical stuff because I had little issues going on with myself, whatever. So I get back from the hospital, I get back in a little place where I'm standing with myself. So, you know, I got roommate stuff. So, bang, dude in the bathroom, he said, use the bathroom. So I knock on the door, I'm like, man, I have to use the bathroom, brother, because I use the bathroom. And remind this brother, supposed to be Muslim too, but that's here there. But so he like, all right, you can get in, I can get in. So, bang, I come sitting back in the living room. Another dude had to use the bathroom. He just had to do number one, but I had to do number two, so I let him go first. And he comes out, the dude who was first in there, he runs back in the bathroom to talk about he want to smoke. I got to wait for him to smoke. So I'm like, ho, bro. I got to really use the bathroom. Like, I ain't playing. Like, I really have to use the bathroom number two. Oh, he slammed the doors. So me, I've never been a sucker or scared of nothing in prison, nowhere. Like, I don't fear no man. I fear a lot for real. And, like, that's what it is. So I was ready to just snap, but I'm like, ho, slow down. It's other people's homes I go, so I was about to go use the bathroom somewhere else. So I'm like, hold up, man, I live in this room, like, this is where I'm at, like, nah. So I come back and I'm feeling like, wait. So I'm telling him, like, look, man, if there ain't no respect around here, that's what we on, so we ain't on no respect. And he saw his mother, so he come out feeling like, wait. He put his hand on my face, like, he ain't hit me with, do not really feel it, but he touched my forehead with his finger. And I ain't gonna lie about a lot, man, I was ready to just kill him right then and there. Like, I wanted to just kill him, I didn't want to think, but I had to be humble and understand, man. Allah blessed me way too much to be stupid to let anybody trick me, Muslim, not Muslim, whoever, to trick me into going back where I come from, prison or anywhere, right? So I'm just standing there, I'm bawling, like, man, it's like the Satan is all, I'm ready to go, like, for real, I just want to see death, like. So I'm just thinking, like, man, I got my father, my sons, my mother, I just got a job, like, man, I'm striving, please, Allah, it's not worth it. But still, that self, that pride, all that, just like, man, you ain't never been no sucker, nigga. You ain't never let nobody play with you. This nigga touch you. He's supposed to, you know, like, I'm dealing with all that, right? So I go holler at a couple of little Muslim girls that I got in here. Everybody saying the same thing, man. You open them doors, you got to close them and all this and all that. I ain't trying to hit none of that, for real, for real. A lot of my intentions, I ain't mean to be disrespectful to a brother, but really, I want y'all to hear. Like, so, bang, I come back up. I go to one of my other friends' room. Ain't nobody in there. I go in the living room. I offer duat for a lot, man. Like, a lot, man, bless me to lose this pride and all this street mentality and all this extra stuff where I got to be tough. He didn't harm me. I ain't in harm's way. Like, I got too much going. Like, just let it go. So, I ain't gonna lie. I just went to sleep after that. I woke up this morning. It was kind of cool. But still, it's like it was kind of just bothering me. Like, man, I feel like, nah, something got to happen. Like, you touched me. Like, don't put your hands on me. Like, you violated me. And I, like my father said, when I'm right, I'm in the right. I ain't wrong at all. Like, I'm willing to die, go all the way with it. Like, for real, I don't care about miss everything else to be handled with a lie on that day. Like, and yeah, like, but just basically saying all that to say that, man, that self, ourself, like, we are our biggest, like, our biggest battle, like, yourself is your big, like, for real. Till you, like, don't try to save or help or do nothing for other people, man. You got to get yourself first, like, because if you don't get in control of yourself, man, you're going to be lost out here. And it's just real, man. Like, Allah is the greatest, man. And no matter what you believe in or who the creator is, I mean, who you believe in, just know that it's only one creator. So you can call him whatever you want, but it's only one. Like, you know, people be stuck on, oh, I worship Jesus. Oh, I worship him. Man, like, stuff for Allah, man, it's only one. Jesus was nothing but a prophet, like Abraham, Muhammad, all the beautiful prophets, that's all he was. He was a blessing. He's not Allah's son or God, the creator's son. He is just a prophet. Allah has no children or no sons or nothing like that. Allah's not a human. He doesn't have to have sex with anyone to create a human being. Like, come on, like, he's the creator. He made everything comes from Allah, even the stuff that's man-made. Who made men to make it? You get what I'm saying? Allah, so, like, it ain't that hard to understand, like, Allah's will. So I just basically want to get that out there to the people, man. Like, for real, man, no matter what, man, you got to describe and know, man, you got to worship Allah, the creator, before you do anything else. And the battle within yourself, man, that's a real, real battle, man. And I'm striving hard, man, and I know I'm following everybody. It's not going to be easy. It's never going to be easy. And you know anything that's really easy in life, it don't really be worth it. It don't be worth it. So know that, man, it's going to be hard. This battle is going to be tough. Like, until the day we have judgment day with Allah, man, you still have to strive and fight, man. When you sin, ask for forgiveness right away. Don't wait 100 years later or until after you've committed a million sins. Say, Allah, forgive me. Creator, forgive me. Whatever you want. The best thing, if you want to call me, you don't want to say Allah, say, Creator, forgive me. Right away, immediately after you sin. And always make sure your intentions be pure and sound. Don't ever have bad intentions, because bad intentions leads to bad things. Like, when you got good intentions, even if something bad happens, at least your intentions are good, and Allah going to look at your intentions, and the bad thing that happened, he still is in control at all times. So no matter what, don't ever lose focus and think that just because this world wicked, men on men, women on women, kids and mess with, like, don't worry about all that. That's not for us to be concerned. Allah's in control. He going to deal with them just like he going to deal with us for our wrongdoings. Like, so don't be so stuck on what other people doing, family, not family, friends. Don't be stuck on that. Be stuck on yourself and strive and please the Creator to the best of your ability. Like, man, that's just a beautiful thing, man. I just love Allah, man, so much. And I just want to say, I love you, Allah. I love you, Allah. I love you, Allah. I love you, Allah. You're greatest, man. Please, people, man, just strive to please Allah, the Creator, the only Creator, the only true God. All other gods are false gods, because anything that you put love, fear, and hope in is your God, no matter what you say. If you put your love and fear in having money, your love and fear in having sex, your love and fear in having a car, your love and fear in having a house, that's your God. And, like, that is not cool. Like, how could you do something like that? How could you give the rights to the person who created not only you and your folks, or your house and all that? He created everything that is on this earth, man. Everything, water, tree, everything. Like, it ain't hard, man. It ain't hard to understand at all. Like, so anybody that acts like it's too hard, it's too complicated, man, I just pray that Allah open your hearts and the folks around you hearts to what is right, and you get together. Inshallah, I just say, I mean.
I mean. Oh, man, that was so powerful. I thank Allah for a son like I have been blessed with, people. But son, we can't hear the noise in the background, so we want to get that noise out. But that was one of the most soul-stirring and profound heartfelt, coming from the heart, because I know you're my son, and you come from the heart. You deal with the heart. I'm proud of you for practicing patience and self-restraint and self-control in a situation like that, because I done had somebody to do that to me, put their finger on me, and you know me, you're my son, and you, Allah created my genes, you from my genes and my thinking, and you know my brother Michael, your uncle, would tell anybody I never feared death. Long as I was in the right, even before Islam, if you bother me, you better not fear dying, because I'm going to try to kill you. And if you don't kill me, guess what? You're dead. So that's the way I love. Even now, I was speaking on fighting. That's the greatest fight, what you did, and you got the moral victory. So Allah elevated you closer to him by practicing self-control, because if that's what's going on now. Everybody fighting against each other, especially black people. They killing each other and talking about the white man. What he did to us in slavery. What he did to doing us now. The white man and Caucasian people ain't doing nothing to us as black people now. Like you say, anything anybody doing evil, they're hurting themselves. Black people are destroying black people, Muslim and non-Muslim, in America and all over the world. And our greatest enemy as human beings is, as my son just said, is our own self-desires. And that was his self-desire that came up and told him, go against the word of God. This nigga put his hand on me. I'm going to kill this nigga. And I know my son would have did that too. Y'all can believe that, because he's just like his father. Okay? We ain't no cowards. We don't fear death. We only fear displeasing Allah. Son, you're on the right path, still on the right path. May Allah guide you and bless you and continue to bless you with hikmah, wisdom, and self-restraint. But just know that there's a point that Allah don't want us to go beyond. If somebody actually is trying to kill you, then that's the time Allah says, you take them out. You take them off the planet. Like Malcolm X said, send them to the grave. Peace.
I still like them. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, I really enjoyed that. I am so proud of your son, too. Alhamdulillah. I can see his growth and his development towards self-purification to please his creator, Almighty Allah. And for that, we are so thankful. You're doing a great job, a wonderful job. Because that's what we have to learn. We have to learn self-constraint. When to refrain from doing something and when to do that. And what the consequences will be. We have to weigh the consequences of anything before
that's
we
right.
do it. And in most cases, we are just illusions. You have to remember that. Like nothing but so here women in the golden eggs, we're nothing. It's our spiritual soul that matters. And we don't want to destroy our soul. So therefore, we have to stay on that spiritual level of perception and understanding
right.
that the physical body is simply a test. It's a test for us. And having to do a lot of the periods you passed your test. We're so grateful you're doing a wonderful job. Keep it up. And I can see you in the future soon being one of the greatest imams that we have here.
Me too.
We did have some someone else on the line. It was a 419 number. It's not on the line anymore. So I can't really call that person now. I guess they were
that
on.
That person didn't want you to call them. They didn't want you to call them.
That's all right, too. We just thankful they came on. If they're still listening and enjoying
yes,
them,
yes. I'm grateful that they're I'm grateful that they're listening, but they told me they didn't want you to call their name. So you've
well,
done
no,
the right thing.
I would call their name, their number. What I'm saying is you can see from the example of your son, I don't call names. It's the numbers. That
right. I knew that, but I was trying to explain that to them. I knew that. So we'll continue with this beautiful program because that's what's more important, reaching the souls out here, Muslim and non-Muslim, that need to learn what my son learned, that their greatest enemy is their own self, their own false desires, their own jinn, evil desires of their flesh and the evil desires for this evil world.
And yes, I want to recognize because we so enjoy him. He is so consistent too with us. He's one of our regular supporters. And that's, we do recognize Imam Shahid Shabazz's cousin from Richmond. And he's on here today listening. And we pray that he will enjoy the show and the teaching that he says he really enjoys. Alhamdulillah for you and for your support with us and with our show. And now we're back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Okay, people, in my continuation of the talk, like my son did, we have to fight for our life. Now, as Sister there, the co-host just said, our life is our soul. Now, that guy, I said earlier, the mission of evil is not just to destroy our body, but if you don't come alive, listen carefully, if you don't come to life in your soul while you're living on this earth, you keep doing evil, you stay in sin, you are dead. You are mentally and spiritually dead. And the devil's job is to keep you spiritually dead, to keep you from recognizing you ain't just a body, you got a soul. He ain't after your body, really. He after destroying your immortal soul. Why? Because the devil, before he was a devil, he was in heaven with Almighty God. So he know what it is to be in heaven. And he don't want us to get to heaven. He's jealous of us. He was put out of heaven for what? Following himself and arguing with Almighty God, the all-knowing, the one who knew what he knew not. He didn't want to listen at the creator Allah. He wanted to tell Allah what to do. And Allah said, whoa, whoa, who is the all-knowing? He said, you? Then he said, I know what you know not. He said, but by you rebelling against me, you got to go. You can't stand my kingdom. Everything I created obeys me, willingly or unwillingly. And you're going to obey me too, but you're going to do it unwillingly, and I'm going to put you in hell for doing so. And all of those that follow you, human beings and jinn spirits, evil spirits like you. Huh? So the greatest fight And if people want to change this world, you can't change the world like my son said, trying to change people. You change the world by changing your thinking. The world of people is not the material world. Your world is the way you think. That's your world. If you think bad, then your world is a bad world. If you think good, then your world is a good world. So the world of human beings is inside of us. It's the spiritual world, unseen. The world of Almighty God alone is unseen. It's the spiritual world. So life is in fighting against bad morality, bad behavior. So, you know, all praise is due to Allah. I thank Allah for a son like that. And I did have something else here that I had written down that I wanted to share with you all too, that the Creator blessed me here with. Give me a moment. Bear with me patiently, please, if you will. Praise be to Allah. It says here, spirituality is the foundation of every aspect of our life, and all the life in the universe. What does that mean? It means that the life of everything you see, an ant, a bee, the life of every living thing is in the spirit of the Creator. Life begins with the power of the Creator, but you can't see him. But he's the power behind all life that we see. And he said he's not only the ruler of the heavens, but he's also the ruler of the earth. So don't think because all this evil is around here that good is still not in control. God is still in control. He's all good. He only tests us with evil. Almighty God, Allah said, as my son said, say that if you control yourself under all circumstances and practice self-restraint, he'll fight your battles for you. So like my son, I've had people attack me, put guns on me, shoot at me, and when they shot at me that time in Durham, I was just simply out trying to bring good to them. I was out working, doing door-to-door selling, merchant, you know, trying to reach the souls and hearts of the people. And the gang of them came at me, throwing rocks at me, and then I just asked them, why are you doing that? And they said, they just started talking junk and saying, we're doing it because we want to do it, nigga. What you going to do and all that? I said, well, I tell you what. I said, I ain't bothering y'all. I kept walking. I said, but if you hit me with a rock, I'm going to fight all of you. And so I kept walking. So after a while, some more came running across the street. I thought they always going to jump on me, but they was cowards. They wouldn't jump on me because I guess they felt that I must know something. They don't know. He going to fight all of us. So they ran and bunched up, and they ran to this house. They said, when they was running to the house, I come out of the streets. I sensed they was going to get some weapons, some gun. That's exactly what they did. And so I started picking up a trot. Then I started running, and as I got right down the street a little ways, I seen guns sticking from around the corner shooting at me, and bullets was going all around my head, my body. I bowed down and bent down, hoping that a bullet hit me, and I put my hand over my head that they would shoot me in my leg or arm or something and wouldn't kill me, and I could drag myself around the corner and try to get myself some help. But my point is this. You know, in this world we're in right here, this is an evil world of people. Most of the people in this world are evil. And I, after that, they didn't shoot me, but guess what? I went to my cousin's house and asked him to give me a gun. I wanted to go to the first place to get me a gun, and I was going to get there. If he'd have gave me that gun, I'm telling you for a fact, I was going to sneak up on them because I know they thought they had killed me. I was going to go around there and jump out. They was on the porch. I was going to jump out, and I wasn't going to say a word. I was going to start shooting them in the head one by one. But Almighty God, Allah told me, like my son, he said, no, don't do that. They didn't shoot you. I let you get away, so just let it go. I'll take care of that. He said, call the police, though, because they may try that again. and we to put an end to this evil, you got to have law. So call the law, let them handle that. That's what they're getting paid for. So I called the police, and they came and picked me up, and they say, put me in the car and say, bend down. I don't want them to see you. And they drove up on them guys and jumped out of the car with their guns, and they arrested them. So this is the greatest job we got, fighting against that urge in us when somebody do wrong to us to want to just lash back out and kill them. If they don't really hurt us, like they didn't really hurt my son, they didn't really shoot me, so let it go. Let Almighty God, Allah, take care of your enemies. Allah said he can make your enemy become your friend, but you have to let him fight for you in most situations. And if you got faith in Almighty God, Allah, in most circumstances, he will just let people just touch you like that. He won't let them do you no real harm. He will protect you. He said he's the best. Okay, he said he's the best to protect and the best to help. Okay, 3 minutes. If we don't have anybody else, I pray we're in the show.
There's nobody else though, on the air on your son. I don't know if he has another.
Shabazz
for Virgil. So, Rashid, is he still on?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm on.
Yes.
Walaikum salam.
Okay.
You want to say a few words? You want to say a few words before I pray?
Yeah, no question. The main thing I just want to say that, like I said before, we have to give Allah, the Creator, His rights first and foremost over everything else, and it's something that I've been kind of dealing with myself, like far as, but this is kind of more so for the Muslims, not trying to offend nobody, far as with Reba. And, like, a lot of people don't understand how serious and that Reba is. And, like, when I learn stuff now, like, in the past, when I used to learn stuff, mainly, like, with my father, like, it just be so amazing. Like, everything that he taught me, he used to tell me when I was 11 and 12. And to now, being older, it's like I bucked it and didn't want to hear because I was too caught up in the street life or just being ignorant. I thought he was being just mean and oppressing, like not really showing me the love that I wanted, the love that most people seek from their parents.
Have 1 minute.
Oh, all right. Well, go ahead, Dad. Assalamu alaikum.
All right. Walaikum salam. Thank you, son. With this 1 minute, we will say a prayer. O Allah, Creator of the heavens and earth, Lord of all the world. Bless each and every person that heard this show to know that all that me, the co-host, and my son said came from our hearts, and we only want what's good for them. And protect us, those that are pure in heart, from the evil of this world, and bless us with the good of this world and the good of the next life, and save us from the torments of the hellfire. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen.
Look, thank you again for joining us this Sunday. By the way, your broadcast will be Ma'am Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator.
One who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only grew brighter every day. Prince of Peace. You're giving the West a brand new mind. You're humble and patient, strong and kind. One look in your eyes and one can see a message of love and harmony. Respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high. Denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity, cheating, tricks or lies. Yes, you are a star that lights the sky. So many been touched and blessed by you. That you, yes, you get brighter every day.
That you become.